treating professional and dating profiles similarly is odd, given the company's mission. For decades, academic research has suggested that women and minorities are disadvantaged when applying for jobs. Studies show that resumes for applicants with black or Asian-sounding names get 30% to 50% fewer callbacks. A 2012 study found that science faculty at research universities rated applicants as less competent and offered a lower salary if the name on a resume sounded female. Biz seemed almost willfully ignorant of what forms workplace discrimination takes. Biz is not the most amazing experience. It's not, Wolfhard admitted. She knew it was hard to network and that biz pages resembled dating profiles. The platform, she said, is more of a little incubator test site right now to see if the concept works. Biz, which has been available for more than 2 years, doesn't appear to have been meaningfully updated since its release. Candidly, Wolfhard said, Andre didn't want to put the product investment into it. Andreev didn't comment. Andreev's attention to equality within his own company wasn't stellar either. According to 2018 public filings, women's median hourly wage at Badoo is 44% less than men's, much higher than Britain's national average, and 72% of the lowest paid jobs are filled by women. Upper and senior management is only about 14% female. In July, Forbes reported that a former female Badoo CMO said she was asked to act pretty for investors, that workers threw drug-fueled parties in the company's offices, and that female employees' looks were discussed openly. Andreev denied the claims and hired an outside company to investigate allegations of sexual harassment. Bumble confirmed the report was completed but declined to make a statement about its findings.